Just Desserts by Tom Dulack was in the Encore Room, where the intimacy of that room allowed for an experience that the audience would probably never have had on the large main stage. I love directing it, because I love what the play was about. It's something that haunts all of us in the theater, and that is the power of the critic. In this play, Louis J. Statlin played an out-of-work actor who takes revenge upon a very powerful drama critic played by Steve Arlen because he's given him bad reviews. Every actor knows that feeling of wanting to somehow have a way of taking out the disappointment and the pain inflicted upon them when they are negatively reviewed on the person who actually dared to say those words. It's amazing in the theater how many of us forget all the reviews we got that were positive and remember phrases and words said that penetrated our soul and made us feel so hurt. I guess that's because in the theater, those of us who commit to the life of doing this not only make it personal, but try to understand why the value we've placed on something that we care so much about could be so harshly judged. I've often said that it might be better, and probably it is true more and more today through social media, for audiences' reactions to also be part of the decision-making process as to why an audience would seek out the opportunity to see a play. Reviews are great, very informative and helpful. Audiences are the people who buy the tickets, and the word of mouth for many shows has overcome mixed to negative notices.